On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
A happy Friday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glass. We got a great show for you guys today to wrap up the week. A lot to talk about. We got the second round of the PGA Championship underway at Quail Hollow. We'll look at some three balls in the afternoon, give out some plays that we like for some of those groupings. We'll also give you a live leaderboard update coming up here in a bit. Going to talk some baseball with our guy, Danny Burke, who's going to join us here in moments, get a couple of plays on today's card, talk about some futures as well. NFL schedule, we got to continue talking about that as well. Yesterday, I gave you guys my five favorite plays in the week one slate. Today, I'll give you my five favorite win totals. And then, of course, we continue talking playoff NBA basketball, playoff hockey as well. We got a massive Knicks-Celtics game six tonight. We also have Leafs and Panthers game six as well. So a ton to get into over the next 30 minutes. As always, we want to hear from you guys. Send in your questions, send in your comments, anything that's on your mind. You guys have been great with the comments the last couple days. Hit us up at the BetMGM Network, Twitch, YouTube, our live stream on X, and we'll get to that throughout the show. And as always, if you guys miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on Friday. Glass is in session, and we go to the Glasser guest line, check in with Danny Burke, who joins us once again on Send It In. Make sure you guys give Danny a follow on X at DannyBurke5, betting for DFS for Stochastic and Odds Shopper as well. All right, Danny, we got a full slate of games on this Friday, my friend. A lot to choose from, a lot of good matchups. Any plays that you like on your card tonight?
Yeah, I know the big game out in my neck of the woods here, the Crosstown Classic with the Cubbies and the Sox, is certainly going to draw some attention. The wind is blowing heavily right now, that total around 11.5. Not an official play per se, but you know it goes without being said because of those conditions that the over is certainly an attractive look. And outside of just the weather, which, as we all know, makes a large impact at the friendly confines, you have Cade Horton making a second start with the Cubs. And look, he did okay the first round, and maybe attribute that to jitters, whatever you want. But this is going to be a real test to see how he handles those wins. And going against the White Sox certainly helps. But still, as bad as an offense or a team may be, you can't really escape how dangerous those wins can be. And on the other side with Smith for the Sox, he's been great. But the Cubs' offense is lethal. So I think certainly the over is an attractive look. I'd probably stay away from a side just because the volatility of who's going to win this game due to a lot of runs and the uncertainty with Horton. And then furthermore, you have the bullpens who are no bueno on both sides. I think that also contributes to a lot of runs. So I think the strong lean there would have to be with the total going over. Some other bets that I did make, though, PJ, I like the Red Sox actually to bounce back after getting swept. I took them at about minus 113 or so. Crochet's looking awesome. I get Sale as well. However, you know, Sale has a little bit of concerning metrics with a high barrel percentage, his BABIP, that I do think the Red Sox offense can come alive. Speaking of offenses that could come alive, I like Kansas City going against the Cardinals. Cardinals have kind of been an enigma, but big pitching advantage there with Cole Reagans. Got it at about minus 136, I think. I wouldn't want to go over -140 with KC, but those are the two plays I did make officially, was Boston and then Kansas City.
Yeah, it's rivalry weekend in Major League Baseball. It's got the Battle of L.A. You got you got the Beltway Series here in D.C. and Baltimore, like you said. Crosstown Classic with the White Sox and the Cubs, so a lot of good games coming up in Major League Baseball over the weekend. Danny, I want to talk to you about the AL West, though, because this division shaping up to be a really good one throughout the summer. You have four teams decided by two games or less. The Mariners, Astros, the A's are all battling. You got the Texas Rangers in there as well. At this point, who's your team to beat in the AL West? Who do you like the best of those four teams?
Man, this division cracks me up because, like, in years past, I've been pretty high in the Mariners, and inevitably they've let me down despite having a really good rotation and on paper a pretty solid offense. And then last year, I was anti-Rangers, thinking the World Series hangover would come to fruition, and it did. But now I'm kind of, you know, turning that around. Like, I would see a bit more value here with Texas, as would I with Seattle. And again, on paper, I still really like this Seattle team and think their pitching rotation is one of the best in baseball, but their offense, until I've proven otherwise throughout, you know, these summer months, they go in spurts and they'll really just get in a dry spell. And I understand that the Rangers, their numbers offensively have not been that great, but as long as their pitching can stay relatively true, I believe their bats will come alive. And the fact that they're still this close in the division, and yes, it's early, but I would give a slight nod to the Rangers. They have that experience, that pedigree, and again, I just need to see it before I believe it with Seattle. So I think the Rangers would be my top team, PJ. The A's are more so going to be a fun team to bet on from a game-to-game standpoint. You're still getting pretty good value with them, even tonight against the Giants, but to make the playoffs to win the division, not there yet, but they will be fun to bet from an individual standpoint.
We're talking with Danny Burke here on Send It In. Danny, hottest team in baseball right now is the Minnesota Twins. They have won 11 games in a row. We just talked about the AL West, how competitive that division is. The AL Central, which was a laughingstock a couple years ago, that is also a very competitive division. You got four teams that are well over a 500 record. What do you make of Minnesota's hot stretch right now, and do you think this team is going to find their way into the postseason?
Yeah, Minnesota and Seattle are kind of one and the same from my perspective. Again, it's a team that has a really solid pitching staff, but then you look at their bats that, yes, they have weapons, but the consistency isn't necessarily there, and they seem to just always play below their means when it really matters. So despite this streak right now that they're on, I'm not buying in on Minnesota. You get the competitiveness, you know, from the Guardians, and like we're seeing with the Royals that are going to stay above them, and obviously the Tigers. It just seems like the path is really going to be hard, and obviously we know the streak is not going to continue at some point. And the rest of the AL is also, as you know, presents a lot of depth. So again, the Twins are going to have their gritty moments. They're a solid club to make the postseason. No, I'm not ready to buy that one, PJ. They got to prove it to me as well.
Fair enough. Danny, we'll leave you with this, man. The futures market right now is really interesting in a bunch of these different player markets, right? Whether it's NL Cy Young, NL MVP, AL MVP, the Rookie of the Year races are really good as well. As we sit here the middle of May, anything that stands out to you in any of these markets?
Yeah, I always love monitoring the Cy Young markets, and the only play that I really, or actually I guess I had two, I had Dylan Cease out in the NL, and you know, that's not looking the best, but I still feel high on my AL pick, which is Cole Reagans. Yet you're getting a lot better value with him. I saw him around that 20-1 mark. I think I had him at like 13-14-1 preseason, but his numbers are still outstanding underlying metrically speaking. If you can get some W's for him in that column, then he rightfully will be at the top if this is going to prolong throughout the course of this entire season. And then Crochet would be my short shot pick. Funny enough, they're both pitching today. Again, you know, he's like sub 5-1, so it's not one that I'm necessarily going out of my way to play, but if I had to pick right now, he would be right there. You just gotta hope the longevity can persist with him throughout the course of this season. But Cole Reagans, yeah, sneaky price there, I think is worth taking a little stab at.
Absolutely love it. Danny Burke, always great stuff. Make sure you guys are following him on X at DannyBurke5, betting DFS for Stochastic and Odd Shopper as well. Danny, always appreciate the time, man. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again soon.
Likewise, PJ. Take care, my man.
Yes, sir. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling here on Send It In. Man, do we have a big game in the association tonight. We've had this one circled, right? Knicks and Celtics, Game 6, the biggest game the Knicks have played in 25 years with a chance to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. They're 2.5-point favorites tonight at MSG with a total of 210.5. I told you guys how much I loved Boston in Game 5, right? Knicks were up 3-1 in that series. Tatum tore his Achilles. Everybody thought it was pretty much a wrap. The Knicks would go in there. They'd finish it in 5. We were already looking ahead to Knicks and Pacers. Boston bounced back. They played great. Well, now I think that Boston got their game at home. We're going back to New York City, and I think everybody just expects the Knicks to take care of business tonight at home. I'm not one of those people. I like Boston. I think Boston wins tonight, but then I think the Knicks win Game 7 in Boston. So I still like the Knicks to win the series. I just like them to win it in 7 games. When you have a team like the Celtics that shoots so many three-pointers and they really have nothing to lose in a game like this, right? Everybody is expecting them to lose. They're underdogs. They don't have Tatum. They got their game at home. Now they're going on the road. The Knicks should win this game tonight. All the pressure is on the Knicks. And when you're a team like the Knicks who hasn't done a lot of winning in the last 20, 25 years and all the pressure is on you in a game like this, I'll take the defending champion, Boston Celtics, who are playing with house money tonight and have a chip on their shoulder that they don't have their guy, Jason Tatum, going on the road. I think Joe Mazzulla found something in Game 5 with Luke Kornet. I would expect to see not a lot of Porzingis tonight, more Luke Kornet. Pritchard's going to have to play well. Derek White's going to have to be awesome again. Jaylen Brown is going to have to step up as well. I do like Boston, but I tell you guys this. My favorite bet is say the Knicks get up like 15, 20 points in this game, betting Boston live to come back and make this a closer game. That would be my favorite play because the Knicks aren't going to make it easy. I am a firm believer that when teams are trying to get over the hump and do something that they haven't done in a long, long time, it's just never easy. And even if the Knicks win tonight, there's going to be a part of the game where it looks a little uneasy, where they're up big, Boston makes a big run, and we're all thinking to ourselves, are the Knicks going to collapse? Or maybe Boston gets up? Are we thinking the Knicks are really going to do this at home? There's going to be some tense moments tonight for the Knicks, and I'm looking forward to betting that with Boston, but I do like them to win the game. I think we get a Game 7. I also like Peyton Pritchard over 14.5 points tonight for the Boston Celtics. I thought this number was going to go up. I thought it was going to be 16.5, 17.5 for Peyton Pritchard. Guy nearly played 40 minutes in Game 5, and he really didn't have to play the last 5-6 minutes because Boston was blowing him out. I expected more minutes for Pritchard with Tatum being out and Mazzulla and the Celtics needing that instant offense, and that's exactly what we got. And especially with Porzingis not looking like he's going to be a factor for this series or the rest of the way, if Boston somehow wins this series, it's going to be more Kornet down low. So if you bring Kornet in for defense and rebounding, you got to bring in Pritchard to help out with the scoring, and I think that's what the Celtics are going to do. So look for Pritchard to play 40 minutes or more tonight. He had 17 shot attempts in Game 5. 14 of those shot attempts were three-pointers. So I like Pritchard over 14.5 points, and I like him over 3.5 three-pointers as well at plus 120. Again, the guy jacked up 14 three-pointers in Game 5. He's got a green light. When he gets in the game, he's looking to shoot. He's looking to knock down threes, and I think he's going to try and do that again tonight. So Pritchard over three-pointers, over 3.5, and over 14.5 points. I like both of those plays as well. And then I like Porzingis, under 7.5 points in this game. Only played 12 minutes in Game 5. I think he's going to start again, but it's going to be one of those instances where Porzingis is a starter, but he doesn't play all that much. I would expect 10 to 15 minutes out of Porzingis. Now, if he has a hot hand to start the game, if he comes out and he scores 8 points in the first quarter, then I'm obviously going to lose this bet at 7.5. But if he struggles with the game that Kornet had in Game 5, his presence defensively and rebounding, I think Boston sticks with that, so we'll go under 7.5 points for Porzingis. Then we get a Game 7 on Sunday between OKC and Denver. Shout out to one of the people we had in the chats yesterday who said there was no way OKC was winning that game yesterday, and he was right. Denver took care of business. So now we get Oklahoma City with them having all the pressure at home, 7.5-point favorites in a Game 7. And immediately what jumped out to me was Jamal Murray's point prop is only at 21.5. Man, you got to take the over. You know, in these kind of Game 7s, especially with a team like Denver, right? Denver doesn't have much depth. They really rely on their starters. OKC, more so, is a team that we know has depth and plays a little bit more guys. Denver's going to play Jokic maybe the whole game, 45, 46 minutes. Murray, I would expect to play more than 40 minutes as well. And these guys are going to be hunting their shot. If Denver's going down, they're going down with their two best players. I think Murray over 21.5 points is way too low. I would also look at the Nuggets in the first half at plus 3.5. Again, they have a slight advantage with their starting lineup. That's the strength of their team. While OKC is going to have the league MVP this year in SGA, they have a very good starting lineup in their own right. They wear you down with their defense and the guys that they can bring in off the bench. So Denver, early in the game, when they have fresh legs, they're revved up, all the juices of playing in a game seven, I'll bet them in the first half. But as the game goes on, I think OKC wears them down. I like Oklahoma City to win the game. But again, Jamal Murray over points, Denver plus 3.5 in the first half. Those are the two bets that I like in that game. As for the NHL, love a play tonight in Maple Leafs and Panthers. Give me Toronto to score the first goal at plus 125. Leafs got absolutely embarrassed at home in game five. Lost that game 6-0, 6-1 to the Florida Panthers. Just a complete embarrassment at home. If they don't show up tonight, I don't know how any of those players are going to be able to show their faces in the city of Toronto again, right? There is so much pressure on the Leafs to play well tonight and perform and play with intensity and physicality, and they got to set the tone right away. If Florida gets off to a good start, if they take a 1-0 lead, then I think you're going to start to see some doubt. You're going to see some bad body language from Toronto. They're going to be the team that starts fast tonight because of how Game 5 went and because they are the team that's on the brink of elimination. So I like the Leafs to score the first goal at plus 125. I also think betting overtime in that game at plus 330 is a good way to go. We haven't really gotten an overtime game here in the NHL playoffs in a little bit, it feels like, and this, I think, is the perfect game. Total of 5.5. You would expect the Leafs to have a much better effort tonight. Should be a close game. I think it goes to OT. So give me OT plus 330. Leafs to score first at plus 125. And then tomorrow we have game six between the Jets and the Stars. Winnipeg was our best bet yesterday. Easy cash, 4-0 winner. I think the Stars take care of business, though, at home in Dallas tomorrow. They move on to take on the Oilers in the Western Conference Finals. So give me Dallas tomorrow, minus 160. On the money line. All right, real quick, let's talk some golf here on Send It In. Time for a little golfing with Glasser. As a real quick, an update for you, Quail Hollow. Johnny Vegas is still leading the way. He's up to 9 under par right now. Max Homa made a big move today. Shot 7 under in his second round. He's at 5 under for the tournament. Bryson's having a nice round. He's 3 under this morning. So in striking distance, Scheffler, Rory, Xander, these guys getting ready to tee off here in about 30 minutes. And we'll get into their three ball here in moments. We'll start, though, with Tommy Fleetwood, Jason Day, and Phil Mickelson. I'm going with Tommy Ladd at minus 105. Phil, you can throw him out. He shot 8 over yesterday. No good there. Jason Day and Tommy Fleetwood probably comes down to those guys. But Tommy, with the way that this course is playing right now with the firm, fast greens, and even though Tommy's not a long hitter, he's really managing his way well around this golf course. So I'll go with Tommy at minus 105. Harris English, Michael Kim, and Thomas Dietrich tee off 120 p.m. Eastern time. Harris English is going to be your favorite in that three ball. He's probably the guy I would go with if I had to bet it, but nothing for me in that one. John Rahm, Patrick Cantlay, Matt Fitzpatrick next up at 126 p.m. Eastern time. Rahm is the favorite at plus 115. Matt Fitzpatrick, you're getting the best odds at plus 320, and that is the guy that I would look at. Fitzpatrick had a really good 2-under round yesterday. Tends to play very well on these East Coast golf courses that tend to play a little bit tougher. I think he shoots the lowest round of any of these three guys today. So I look at Matty Fitz at plus 320. Then we got Bobby Mack, Steven Yeager, and Chris Kirk teeing off at 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. I'll go with Bobby Mack. He's usually so good in these majors. And you look at Steven Yeager, shot a 4-under yesterday. I expect some regression. And Chris Kirk is one of the shorter hitters on tour. With this course playing as long as it is, one no par to Chris Kirk. So give me Robert McIntyre at plus 140. Corey Connors, Minwoo Lee, and Rasmus Højgaard next up at 1:38 p.m. Eastern Time. If you listen to the show this week, you know we liked Minwoo coming into this tournament. He's 3 over right now. Looks like the cut line's going to be about 2 over. So Minwoo's got to be a little aggressive today. I think he can play much better. He had some good moments yesterday. He also had some bad moments. But I think his length could play a factor. Give me Minwoo Lee at plus 175. Rory, Xander, and Scotty up next. Top three players in the world. Scotty was the only one who played well yesterday. Shot 2 under. Xander was 2 over. Rory was 3 over. I would more so target Xander and Rory today. Both guys will obviously be looked to making up ground, and they probably got their bad round out of the way yesterday. So I think Rory, probably the guy I would go with at plus 140. Then we have Tony Finau, Max Grazerman, and Nikolai Højgaard coming up next. I actually bet Tony Finau in this three ball yesterday in the morning, and he ended up winning it for me. But that's when the conditions weren't great. Now that it's nice out, there's really not much wind. I would much rather go with Højgaard, especially at the price. I took that one again today, so give me Nikolai Højgaard at plus 210. Keegan Bradley, Maverick McNealy, Andrew Novak up next. Decided to do nothing with that group. And then give me Sam Burns, who goes off last at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time with Denny McCarthy and Akshay Bhatia. Burns, this course should fit him the best. Got off to a great start yesterday. He was like 3 under before the wheels came off the bus a little bit. Think he has a much better round today, so give me Sam Burns at plus 185. All right, a promo from our friends now at BetMGM, talking a little PGA Championship. Swing for extra distance with an odds boost token for the PGA Championship action. Use your token to grab a bigger payout on your tournament bet. All right, let's check in now with our guy Shane Jackson, who joins us each and every Friday here on Send It In. You guys can give him a follow on X at By Shane Jackson. Does a great job for us writing at BetMGM. All right, Shane, we got a big one tonight, man. The NBA, Knicks and Celtics game 6. Right now, the Knicks are a 2.5-point favorite. Toss-up type game. What do you think is going to happen tonight? Anything for you, side or total, at 211.5 in Boston and New York for you?
Yeah, I actually took the opening money line at minus 135. Wouldn't mind the current spread either. I'm not reading too much into Game 5. It felt like a classic letdown spot for New York and your typical rally spot for Boston without its best player. Celtics posted their best offense performance of the series in Game 5, finishing a 96th percentile in points per possession. I'll bet against that happening for a second straight game without their best player. Madison Square Garden will be electric tonight. I expect the Knicks, you know, to punch their ticket to the conference finals for the first time in 25 years.
All right. Should be a good one. I'm on the opposite side of you, Shane, so we'll see what happens. But Shane's rolling with the Knicks tonight against Boston. Any props that you're going with in the game tonight? Shane, I looked at Peyton Pritchard. I think his points prop is still too low. Anything that you liked in the game tonight prop-wise?
Yeah, always a big fan of Peyton Pritchard. Would be tempted by that. But I actually ended up going under 19.5 points, rebounds, and assists for Al Horford. He's battled foul trouble for much of this series, which will probably be amplified, I think, in this spot at MSG. Horford played 24 minutes in Game 5. The Celtics really did play a little bit more Luke Kornet than expected. And Horford's only cleared this prop once so far this series, twice in the entire postseason. I know the Celtics' rotation is kind of fluid right now without Tatum, but I'll bet against the 38-year-old big man in this spot.
All right, very good. On Sunday, I should say, Shane, we get Game 7 between Oklahoma City and Denver. Don't know how many people thought we would get a Game 7 in this series, but Denver has forced it to just that one game. It's going to be Sunday afternoon. Right now, Thunder, 7.5-point favorite, total 212.5 on BetMGM. Your early thoughts on that game?
Yeah, my early thoughts is I'm not sure who wins this game, which makes me tempted, obviously, to take the Nuggets spread. I do think there's a chance we get a better number just because the market has loved Oklahoma City this entire series. But the number really hasn't mattered in the series. Denver's covered the spread in 4 straight games and 5 of the 6 matchups in this round. I mean, they've been trading between +5.5 and +10.5 for much of round 2. Again, market showing plenty of respect to the Thunder. I just think this series is, or this matchup particularly, is a little bit closer than the coin flip will suggest. So I'll probably take, you know, +7.5 or better, but I bet it's +8 by tip off. So I definitely lean towards Denver in terms of the points. If you maybe pick a winner, I think Oklahoma City probably has the edge.
Shane, let me ask you, because right now OKC is like the clear favorite to win the title. If they end up losing Game 7, right? We have Denver, Minnesota, Indiana, and then the winner of Celtics, Knicks. Playing the hypothetical game, if OKC goes down, who would you like to win the title at that point?
Yeah, I think this is a great hypothetical game because I think, you know, the Thunder have become the default answer just because they're the last true championship contender left. But I'm kind of rooting for them to lose just because it would create chaos, and that is a good opportunity for bettors. Of the teams left, I probably feel the most confident in the Timberwolves. You know, earlier in the year, I thought they were flying a bit under the radar. They started with some growing pains after the trade, but really started to find their identity on both ends of the floor kind of late down the stretch. And obviously, the bracket broke up perfectly for them, but I think they would set up nicely in this matchup. If it was Denver, they obviously would feel great about that after eliminating them last year. But they've taken care of business. I mean, if you remember last year, Anthony Edwards was talking about how exhausted he was by the time it was Western Conference Finals. They've handled business in five games in both series. I think they're prepared for the moment. So, yeah, I would love the Wolves, especially if it was Denver in the Western Conference Finals.
It's going to be some chaos, no doubt. If OKC goes down in the futures market, it would be fun to watch. Shane Jackson joining us every Friday like he does here on Send It In. Give him a follow on X at By Shane Jackson. Shane, enjoy the NBA playoffs this weekend, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Yep, absolutely. All right, guys, real quick, let's get into a little NFL here before we get to our guy, Jake Hassan. Yesterday, we talked about my five favorite week one spreads that I like for the upcoming season. Today, we'll talk about the five win totals that I like the best. And we will start with my favorite one, and that's the New England Patriots under 8.5 wins at minus 140. Great stat that I saw was the Patriots were favored in zero games last year. And with their schedule release this season, they are favored now in 11 games. I don't think I've ever seen that. A team go from being favored in zero games to being favored in 11 games. So because they're favored in all those games, that's why the win total jumps up to 8.5. I'm a big Mike Vrabel guy. I think he's an awesome coach. I'm not sold, though, on Drake May. And I think a lot of people are right now. And that's why they're favored in all these games. And that's why the win total is at 8.5. I think there's great value on the under for the Patriots. So I'll take under 8.5 wins. Number two, I'm going to take the Las Vegas Raiders over 6.5 wins at minus 150. For the first time in a long time, the Raiders actually have an adult coaching their football team. They actually have a guy who's had experience and who is experienced winning in the NFL with Pete Carroll. They bring over Geno Smith to be their head coach. And Geno, throughout his career, even when he was with the Jets and certainly when he was with Seattle, has always been an incredible dome quarterback. So now you get Geno playing half of his games in Vegas in a dome every year. You got Genty now to go along with Bowers. I think the Raiders are going to be like an 8-win football team this year. So I like over 6.5 wins for them. Give me the Jacksonville Jags under 7.5 wins at even money plus 100. I'm not buying into all this hype that everybody loves Jacksonville now because they traded up for Travis Hunter. They got Liam Cohn in the offseason. I think their offense is going to be fun to watch. No question. Brian Thomas is awesome. Travis Hunter is a once in a generation type prospect. But at the end of the day, it still comes down to Trevor Lawrence. And do we really think Trevor Lawrence is good? He's mediocre at best. He's like the 15th, 17th best quarterback in the NFL. I'm not sold on Trevor, and because of that, I'm going under 7.5 wins for the Jags. Also, their schedule, ton of travel. They have the international game in London against the Rams, and then four games in the Western time zone. So it's going to be a lot of mileage that the Jags have to deal with throughout the year. I'll go under on them. Also, give me under 9.5 wins on the Commanders at even money, plus 100. Love Jaden Daniels, superstar in the NFL. But Washington as an organization now has to go from the team that was sneaking up on everybody to the team that now everybody expects to be good. They have six primetime games this season. I'm just not trusting Washington to win double-digit games with all these expectations. And then finally, give me the Dolphins under 8.5 wins as well. I think Miami has a chance to be one of the worst teams in the NFL. I really do. Even though their schedule turns out to be pretty favorable this year, I think Mike McDaniel's one of the biggest frauds in the NFL. Guy can't beat a good team for the last couple of years, and I'm just not a believer in Miami, so I'll go under 8.5 wins for the Dolphins. All right, real quick, let's check in with our guy Jake Hassan. Bet slips and bat flips coming up here in a couple minutes on the BetMGM Network. Jake, we got Chris Sale and Garrett Crochet today in Fenway as Sale makes his return to Boston. I mean, what do you got for us in this matchup?
Oh, it's going to be awesome, PJ. And great job by the Boston Red Sox social team making a hilarious graphic with Crochet and Sal and White Sox graphics and jerseys, and then in Red Sox jerseys directly below that. Hilarious. Great little bit of trolling. I'm going to be on the first three team total unders for both teams, and especially with Chris Sale. We know he's a crazy person. Revenge spot. First game in Boston since the trade, please.
That dagger you heard was going right into the heart of our guy Shawnee Sharpe's chest right there. Jake, what else we got coming up on the show today?
Oh, PJ, it's going to be a great week in college baseball. It is a lot on the line the last weekend of the regular season. I got a bunch of plays for that. I have a ton of plays. Honestly, probably too many plays for the weekend between Major League Baseball and college baseball. But hey, it's a betting network, famously the BetMGM network. That's what we're here for, right?
It is going to be an epic episode today of Bet Slips and Bat Flips. Like, if there was a day to tune in, today would probably be a really good one. So make sure you guys check that out. Coming up in
really
a couple
good,
minutes with our guy. They're all great, but today is going to be outstanding with all the content that we have with our guy, Jake Assange. Jake, have a great show.
Thanks, PJ. Love you.
Love you too, pal. All right, guys, wrap the show real quick here. PJ's plays. B-Mills, I see you got some questions in the chat for us. Colorado +3 against Arizona. I think that might be worth a look as well. I mean, +3 in a Major League Baseball game. That's, ooh. And then I'm seeing the plays you have here. Guardians first five money line, Seattle first five money line, team total over. I think both of those are good plays. Probably would more so go with Cleveland today. Seattle against San Diego. Don't know if I love that with that Mariners bats going against that San Diego pitching staff. All right, real quick, got to run through our favorite plays. We've talked about a bunch of these. Going streaking, Jose Altuve today is my favorite guy to get a hit. He is 17 for 52 in his career against Nathan Eovaldi, so we'll roll with Altuve. Prop lock is going to be Pritchard over 14.5 points. Think that's too low. Celtics are my dog of the day. I think we get a game 7. And then the Maple Leafs to score first, to score the first goal in regulation, +125. They got to respond after that game 5 performance. Those are my favorite plays of the day. Thanks again to Danny Burke, Shane Jackson, Jake Assange for joining us today on the show. Guys, have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.